It's Tuesday, April 14, 2026.
Big oil could reap a $60 billion plus windfall in profits this year.
Iran war, energy crisis deepens global poverty, but big oil is raking in big profits.
If you're on the international market for oil and gas, you're vulnerable.
France and Britain enact new policies to reduce costly fossil fuel dependence. Plus,
I restricted windmills in the United States because they also kill all your birds.
Turns out birds are smart enough to avoid wind turbines, new studies show.
But is Trump smart enough? Survey says maybe not. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Before the talks fell apart, President Trump warned Iran about making any more demands, saying the Iranians don't seem to realize they have no cards. They're literally holding a straight.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, after J.D. Vance failed at his marathon one-day-long peace talks with Iran, it looks like the oil prices are back on the rise.
Yes, they surged again on Monday after that single day of peace talks between the U.S. and Iran.
Admittedly, it was a long day.
Yes, but still just one day, led by Vice President J.D. Vance. And then Donald Trump imposed a U.S. naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, which has already been mostly shut down by Iran. A new analysis by the United Nations warns that high energy prices caused by the Iran war are likely to push an additional 32 million more people into poverty around the world due to the triple shock of fossil fuel shortages, spiking costs for energy and for food, triggering economic downturns that hit developing countries the hardest. However, big oil CEOs are raking in the cash.
Oh, well, good.
The Wall Street Journal reports that top oil industry executives over the last month collectively sold about $1.4 billion in stock holdings, profiting handsomely from higher prices triggered by the historic shock to the world's oil supply.
How nice for them.
Governments around the world are launching new initiatives to expand their production of non-fossil energy to reduce the long-term risks brought by dependence on imported oil and gas.
Well, that's nice for us.
France announced that it will accelerate the electrification of its economy by doubling federal funding and incentives through 2030 to boost electrification of transportation, homes, and buildings, while fast-tracking construction of renewable energy projects and 6 new nuclear reactors. In Britain, Prime Minister Keir Starmer characterized it recently as a matter of national security.
What gives us control is renewables, our own homegrown energy, which is then more secure and more independent, which is why I think that we should go further and faster in relation to renewables. Let's get control of our own energy so that whatever is happening on the world, we control what's happening in this country.
In the UK, soaring fuel prices have spurred record consumer demand for clean energy technology. The Guardian reports that over just the last month, demand for electric heat pumps in Britain has more than doubled. Residential solar sales are up 80%. Sales of new electric vehicles are up 85%.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
In science, up at the North Pole amid an unusually warm winter, the Arctic has tied the record for the smallest extent of sea ice since the satellite era began in the 1970s, primarily due to human-caused global warming, according to Arctic scientists. Emerging research links the decline of Arctic sea ice to changes in the jet stream that have intensified extreme weather disasters around the world. In the Antarctic, the iconic emperor penguin was designated an endangered species by the International Union for Conservation of Nature.
Wow.
The sea ice that the penguins depend on is shrinking and breaking up earlier than in the past due to global warming, and that has caused entire colonies to collapse into the ocean during breeding season.
Wow.
However, a bit of better news.
Good.
Cheap renewable wind and solar sources in the U.S. set a new record in March, generating more electricity on the grid than natural gas for the first time.
In the U.S.?
Yes. And finally, two new studies in Europe found that bird collisions with wind turbines occur far less than feared. Using radar, sensors, and direct observation of wind farms over several years, both onshore and offshore, the studies found that 98% of birds simply avoid wind turbine blades. The researchers call for baseline conservation regulations for wind farms with special protection for sensitive habitats.
I'm calling for the removal of tall skyscrapers built by Donald Trump, since they kill far more birds than the windmills. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on.